Welcome to Academic Challenge right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Ray Gustafson, your host and moderator, and today we're featuring teams from Lakeshore and Coloma. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. And Academic Challenge is sponsored by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. And the Department of Health and Human Services, Foster Kids, raise hope and foster dreams, become a foster parent. Visit michigan.gov/hopeforahome or call them at 269-934-2272. Let's meet the teams. We'll start with Lakeshore. Name what grade you're in. Bill, what are you thinking tonight? You always come up with the good ones. So,
how they're going to do in midterms.
How you think you'll do in midterm. Okay. All right. First up, name, grade. What do you get? How do you think you'll do at midterms?
I'm Aaron. I'm in 11th grade, and I don't think I'm going to do that good at midterms.
Why not?
Come on. You guys are the brightest kids in your school.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm Karen. I'm a senior, and I think I'll do okay in midterms, hopefully.
Confidence. I like it.
My name is Natalie. I'm a junior this year, and I'm pretty set on failing my physics exam.
Oh, that means you just have to study a little
harder. Yeah, study a little bit harder.
Pass the other.
All right, over to Coloma.
Hi, my name is Alexia. I'm a senior, and I'm pretty confident.
Good for you.
Good. Hi, I'm Erin. I'm pretty good, and if I don't pass them, I'm still fine because my grades are high enough that it doesn't matter.
And say your grade again.
Oh, sorry, I'm a junior.
Junior? Okay.
I'm Carson, and I'm a senior, and I'm going to ace them all.
All right, Carson.
I love it. Positive feel. All right, so a few basic rules during the first and second halves. We'll announce the point value of each question before it's asked. When you press your button, wait for me to call on you before you say the answer so I can recognize who you are. No consultation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. Again, I'm Ray Gustafson, your scorekeeper and judge, and Bill Klein's here asking the questions. Bill, how you doing?
I am doing just wonderful.
That is awesome. All right. You ready to go?
We have another person.
Oh, we got one more person coming in. Okay, they can come in and join, and we'll introduce them here in just a second as we get rolling. And let's step right on up to the microphone. We've got someone coming in. Step up, and as you're stepping in, your name, what grade you're in, and how you think you're going to do on midterms.
My name is Eric Jarvis. I'm a senior, and we'll see.
Okay. All right, Eric, if you could put your name on the name plaque.
There's a Sharpie there.
Yep, there should be a Sharpie for you. Bill, you all set to go for Academic Challenge?
We'll give him a chance to get his name on his tag, and then we're ready.
And while they're doing that, I'll ask the rest of the teams. Teams, are you ready to go?
Yep.
Yes.
Lots of enthusiasm, I see. All right. So hands on your buzzers, and let's begin Academic Challenge between Lakeshore and Coloma. Good luck, teams.
For 5 points, prayer, almsgiving, fasting, pilgrimage, and witness are the five pillars of which religion?
We have Aaron from Lakeshore.
Islam.
That is correct for 5 points.
All
for
right.
5 points, in which of the three physical states does water reach its greatest density?
Aaron from Coloma.
Liquid.
That is correct for 5 points.
All right.
For 10 points, capital N, small a, capital N, capital O, paren, three paren, is the formula for what?
Say it once more while they're thinking.
Capital A, small, or capital N, small a, capital N, capital O, paren, three paren, is the formula for what?
It's almost a math question. That's why I was, so that's why I wanted to say it a second time.
Chemistry, but...
Carson from Coloma.
Nitrous oxide.
Incorrect.
Anybody on Lakeshore, remember you don't lose points for answering incorrectly if you'd like to try it.
It's sodium nitrate.
Sodium nitrate. All right.
Multiple choice question for 5 points. Which word is synonymous with maudlin? Objective, inarticulate, sentimental, conjugal, or inanimate.
Oops. Did somebody buzz in? I think the buzzer thing. Nope. Nobody? Okay. Did you try it, Carson? Okay, try to your buzzer again one more time. There we go. Carson, he got it right. I heard him click, so from Coloma. Try
conjugate.
It again. Say it again.
Conjugate.
Conjugal? No.
Incorrect.
Incorrect. So I'll give you 5 seconds, Lakeshore, if anybody wants to try it. Karen?
Sentimental.
That is correct.
4 or 5?
5 points.
Okay. Sorry about the buzzer there. One of the wires came unplugged, so go for it.
For 10 points, an opacity of the normally transparent eye lens is called what?
Aaron from Coloma?
Cataracts.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, of Galveston, Dallas, Houston, and Corpus Christi, which one is not a port city?
Carson, Coloma?
Dallas.
That's correct for 5 points. For 5 points, Australia celebrated its bicentennial in 1989, the anniversary of its arrival of the first shipload of what kind of people?
Carson from Coloma.
Prisoners.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, name one general other than Grant who commanded the Army of the Potomac against Lee.
Carson from Coloma.
Burnside.
That is correct.
For 10?
10 points.
All right.
You know any of the others?
Just for giggles? No, no.
Nope, that's all I got.
It was McDowell, McClellan, Pope, Meade, and Hooker.
All right.
For 5 points, in which century was anti-slave sentiment finally strong enough to put a stop to the slave trade?
Carson from Coloma.
19th century.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, name any two of the 3 states all west of the Mississippi which contain the most national parks.
Karen from Lakeshore.
Wyoming.
Wyoming?
Well, we need 2.
Oh.
Need 2? Okay.
Montana.
Incorrect.
Anybody on Coloma want to try it? Carson?
Washington and Oregon.
Incorrect. It's Alaska, California, and Utah. Math question for 10 points.
So what I will do, I will have him say it twice, but at any point in time, you can buzz in if you know the answer.
Multiply these two values, 4 minus the square root of 5 and 4 plus the square root of 5.
Say it again.
Multiply these two values, 4 minus the square root of 5 and 4 plus the square root.
Aaron from Lakeshore?
11.
That is correct.
For 10?
For 10 points. For 5 points, the orbits of what two planets are closest in length to the orbit of the Earth?
Carson from Coloma.
Mars and Venus.
That is correct.
For five points.
Yep. For 5 points, his investments increased in value in 2015, but his net worth actually decreased, mostly because of a pledge he made to give away 99% of...
Carson from Coloma.
Warren Buffett.
That is correct for 5 points. For 15 points, President Trump issued a pardon to former Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who was convicted of what?
Eric from Coloma.
Police brutality?
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, 5 seconds if you want to try. Karen?
Theft?
Incorrect. It was contempt of court. He refused to follow a judge's order.
Less than a minute left in the first half here.
For 20 points.
Tough question.
Major League Baseball umpires were wearing white armbands to protest what?
Carson from Coloma?
Apartheid?
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, 5 seconds.
This was anybody who's ever been an umpire would know this one.
And
verbal abuse from players.
I like it. All right.
For 10 points, CNN reports, what do the great-great-grandchildren of Robert E. Lee, Jefferson Davis, and Stonewall Jackson want regarding Confederate statutes across the United States?
Carson from Coloma.
Them to be taken down.
That is correct.
For 10 points.
10 points.
All right, Bill, that's the end of the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score and the 60-second round right after this, right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score, Lakeshore is 20, Coloma has 60. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock to see how many of those 10 questions you can answer. Each one is worth 10 points, 100 points possible. But if you answer all 10 questions in the 60 seconds, I'll be a nice guy and give you a 20-point bonus. You are encouraged to consult with one another at this point, but the answers have to come from the team captains. After the minute is up, then the opposing team will have a chance to answer any question the first team couldn't answer. So Lakeshore, you're trailing at the moment, so you have first choice of these categories, which are heart, chemical elements, and botany. So Karen, what would you like to choose for Lakeshore?
We're choosing chemical elements.
Chemical elements it is. Bill, is there a setup for?
Yes, there is.
There is? Go ahead and read that setup for me,
so
please.
The setup is, what we're looking for is what the chemical elements were named after. I will give you the what the element is named after. You give me the chemical element.
Got it? Mm-hmm. All right. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock, and that 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill finishes reading that first question. Good luck, Lakeshore.
A U.S. state.
California.
Correct. The Northern California college town where it was discovered.
Pass.
The Berkeley-based creator of the cyclotron.
Pass.
The man behind the periodic table.
Mendeleev.
That's correct. The physicist who also has an elementary particle named for him.
Einsteinium.
Incorrect. The Swedish inventor of dynamite.
Pass.
The scientist who won a Nobel Prize for his 1905 work on the photoelectric effect.
Borium.
Incorrect. The scientist who won the Nobel Prize twice.
Go ahead and try it.
Curium.
That is correct.
Okay. So three.
Three.
Three correct. You picked up 30 points. So over to Coloma. Coloma, that means there are seven unanswered questions, a chance for you to try to steal 70 points away. We'll put 60 seconds back on the clock. Carson, if your team's ready, that 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads that first question. Good luck to Coloma.
I will give you the chemical element, what it's named after, and you give me the chemical element.
Okay. Good luck, Coloma.
The Northern California college town where it was discovered. Incorrect. It was Berkelium.
Okay.
The Berkeley-based creator of the cyclotron.
Pass.
The physicist who also has an elementary particle named for him.
Pass.
The Swedish inventor of dynamite.
Nobel.
That is correct. The scientist who won a Nobel Prize for his 1905 work on the photoelectric effect.
Pass.
A continent.
Pass.
A Norse god.
Thorium.
I'm sorry?
Thorium.
Thorium?
That's correct.
That's correct, yep. And go back to...
Where is it? Okay. Berkeley-based creator of the cyclotron.
Go ahead and give another try if you want. There's our time, but I'll give you a few seconds since we gave the other team.
Lead.
Lead, incorrect.
Lawrencium.
Okay.
And we had the physicist with the elementary particle was fermium. The scientist who won the Nobel Prize was Einsteinium. The continent was europium or americium.
And they got the Norse. The rest. Okay, so two correct, so you picked up 20 points. All right, so now, Coloma, you get to choose. We have two remaining categories, which are heart, and botany. So which one of those two would you like to choose, Carson, from Lake Coloma? Heart or botany?
Heart.
Heart? Heart it is. Bill, is there a setup for heart?
No.
Wait. All right, we'll put 60 seconds on the clock, and that 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads the first question. Good luck to Coloma.
What is heart arrhythmia?
Heart disease.
Heart disease, he said?
Incorrect.
Okay.
From the Greek for heart and the Latin for vessel, this word describes the circulatory system.
Vascular?
More complete.
You can talk out loud, too, amongst your teams.
Vascular system?
Incorrect. Hmm? Continually high blood pressure is called what?
Diabetes?
Incorrect. What is a thrombosis?
Pass.
What's the acronym for the first aid procedure used to restart a heart?
CPR.
Correct. For open heart surgery, a patient must be hooked to what kind of machine?
Life support.
More specific.
Go ahead and try it. Go ahead and I'll give you a second to try.
Vascular life support.
Incorrect.
Okay. So we got one?
One. Two. No, two. One.
Just one? Pass. Yep. Yeah. So Lakeshore, so 10 points for Coloma. So Lakeshore, that means there are 9 unanswered questions for you to try to steal away from them. We'll put 60 seconds back on the clock. That 60 seconds will begin as soon as he reads that first question. Good luck, Lakeshore.
What is heart arrhythmia?
An irregular heartbeat.
That is correct. From the Greek for heart and the Latin for vessel, this word describes the circulatory
cardiovascular
system. That is correct. Continually high blood pressure.
Hypertension.
That's correct. What is a thrombus?
Pass.
For open heart surgery, a patient must be hooked up to what kind of machine?
Pass.
Almost all heart attacks result from the blockage of what?
Artery.
More specific.
A main artery?
Incorrect. Blood entering the right side of the heart contains what dissolved gas waste product?
Carbon dioxide?
That's correct. What do doctors measure with a sci-fi gonometer?
Blood pressure?
That is correct.
Glad you knew that one.
Yeah.
We should give them that one.
Because we spent a little extra time. Okay, one more because we took a couple extra seconds on it. So
the sinovatrial node, also known as what, controls the heart's contraction rate.
And I need an answer.
Pass.
Okay.
The pacemaker.
All right, so we got 5.
The heart attacks result from coronary artery, open heart surgery is a heart-lung machine, and a thrombus is a blood clot.
All right, so you got 5. All right, so that ends our 60-second round. We'll be back to check the scores and conclude the game here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round, Lakeshore pulls ahead with 100 and Coloma at 90. It's now time to find out what's happening at our participating schools. We'll start on the Lakeshore side with Karen. What's going on?
Welcome from Lakeshore. Lots is happening at Lakeshore. Our girls and boys basketball teams are well into their seasons. Both teams face Niles this weekend. Good luck. Our wrestlers have an invitational tomorrow night. Good luck to them. Rehearsals are underway for our musical, Into the Woods. Shows are February 31st, February 1st, and February 2nd. Please check the website for advanced ticket sales. And as always, thank
February
you to our 31st. Sponsors.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
January.
You, Karen.
January 31st.
February 3rd. January 31st. Yeah, I don't think February has 31 days. I think it stops.
All right. Who's
it's
in?
An extra show.
Are any of you in the play?
Yeah, I am.
What do you play?
I'm Little Red's grandma.
Ah, okay.
Oh, very good nice. Part. Very nice.
Cute show.
All right, over to Coloma. Carson, what's happening at Coloma?
Here at Coloma, we've had an exciting few weeks. Our student council is already planning this year's Winter Fence Dance, which will have a road trip theme. Mm-hmm. Our robotics team just started building their robot for this year's competition, and we're all looking forward to see what they make next.
Destination space.
Yes.
We'd also like to congratulate Dalton Jenkins, Lily Trapp, and Jared Martin for being invited to the Allstate Jazz Choir in Grand Rapids. We know they will make us proud. Lastly, Sincere Taylor and Samantha Scott have been crowned as Mr. and Mrs. Coloma. Good job in all your hard work. And as always, we would like to thank Signature Toyota, Berrien Springs, Lakeshore, and South Haven Public Schools, Bradford Insurance Agency, Cook Nuclear Plant, and WSJM for hosting us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Some good things happening at both of the schools.
Yes,
all right, we're ready for the second half of the academic challenge. We don't have any substitutions, so we will continue right on. Get your hands on your buzzers, and good luck in the second half to Lakeshore and Coloma here on WSJM. Bill?
For 10 points, who topped the Forbes list of highest paid female athletes?
We have Eric from Coloma. Not Eric. My bad. Alexia. I'm sorry. I got the numbers mixed up. Alexia. My bad.
Serena Williams.
That is correct.
For 10 points.
10 points.
Sorry about that. I was looking at the wrong number here.
For 5 points, President Trump announced in 2017 that the United States would withdraw from what? Weakening efforts to combine global warming.
Aaron from Lakeshore.
Paris Climate Agreement.
That is correct for 5 points. For 5 points, Prime Minister Theresa May suffered a major setback in a tumultuous election, losing her overall majority in Parliament and throwing her government into uncertainty less than 2 weeks before it was scheduled to begin negotiations over withdrawing from what?
Carson from Coloma.
The European Union.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, recently fired, he said that on June 8th, 2017, in an extraordinary Senate hearing, that he believed President Trump had tried to derail an investigation into his national security advisor and accused the president of lying.
Carson from Coloma?
Comey.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, a lone gunman who was said to be distraught over President Trump's election opened fire on members of the Republican Congressional blank at a practice field in Alexandria, Virginia, on June 14th, 2017, using a rifle to shower the field with bullets that struck 4 people, including Steve Scalise, the majority whip of the House of Representatives. What was it? Fill in the blank. Members of Republican Congressional blank.
Carson from Coloma?
Hearing committee.
Incorrect.
Anybody on Lakeshore? Don't say it yet. Audience?
Baseball.
Baseball.
Baseball. For 20 points, on June 16th, a young woman who encouraged her boyfriend to kill himself via text message in 2014 was found guilty of blank blank, a ruling that surprised many legal experts.
Alexia from Coloma.
Assisted suicide?
Incorrect. She later was sentenced to 15 months in county jail. What was the charge that she was found guilty of?
So 5 seconds for Lakeshore, if you'd like to try it. Karen?
First degree.
Incorrect.
It was?
Oh.
They already tried it.
They already tried it. Involuntary manslaughter.
Involuntary manslaughter. All right.
It was something. Kind of voluntary. I actually heard that.
For 10 points. Well, juries do some strange things.
Yeah.
For 10 points. Which substance is incorrectly paired with its measure? A bolt of cloth, ream of paper, hogshead of meat, magnum of champagne, bale of cotton.
Eric from Coloma.
Magnum of champagne?
Incorrect, and I'm glad you didn't know that.
Karen from Lakeshore.
Hogshead of meat.
That is correct for 10 points. 10 points. Listen carefully to this passage from The Merchant of Venice. Quote, there where your argosies with portly sail, like cygnus with rich burghers on the flood. Now define argosies.
Carson from Coloma.
Merchants.
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, 5 seconds.
Ships.
By the way, we're under 4 minutes left, but we have a tie game right now, just so you know.
Oh,
for 5 points. This company revolutionized working conditions in the United States workplace by introducing the 8-hour day, the 5-day week, and employee profit sharing.
Carson from Coloma.
Ford Motor Company.
That is correct for 5 points. Multiple choice question for 10 points. Which of the following was not discovered by accident? Teflon, the Dead Sea Scrolls, penicillin, or polio vaccine?
Carson, Coloma.
Polio vaccine.
That is correct for 10 points. For 10 points, all human beings begin life swimming in a fluid resembling salt water in their mother's wombs. What is the fluid called?
Natalie from Lakeshore.
Amniotic fluid.
That is correct for 10 points. For 5 points, the eccentricity of any ellipse is always specified by a value between what two numbers?
Carson, Coloma.
0 and 1.
That is correct for 5 points. For 10 points, define and spell drivel.
Say it again.
Define and spell drivel.
Okay. Oops, whoever buzzed in, try it once more. That would be Eric, sorry, from Coloma. The buzzer on yours must not be working correctly tonight.
D-R-I-V-E-L.
And the definition?
Nonsense.
That's a correct answer.
Correct for 10 points.
For 10 points. For about 900 years, Christians have observed Trinity Sunday, a week after what feast of the Holy Spirit?
Eric from Coloma.
Easter?
Incorrect.
Anybody on Lakeshore? Karen?
Pentecost?
That's correct for 10 points. For 10 points, in 1948, Sri Lanka, then called Ceylon, gained its independence from what nation?
Carson from Coloma.
India?
Incorrect. It was Great Britain. For 15 points, 85 essays collectively known as the Federalist were written under what pen name? The actual authors were James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and John Jay. What was the Federalist pen name?
Carson from Coloma?
The Federalist?
Incorrect.
Karen from Lakeshore.
They were anonymous.
No, the pen name was Publius.
Just under a minute.
For 20 points, sensing an impending bear market, Mr. Walsh sells 100 shares of stock that he does not own. When the price drops, he hopes to buy back the stock at a lower price, repay the borrowed shares, and pocket the difference. Not only is this legal, it is respectable. What type of stock transaction is this?
Eric from Coloma.
Stockbroking?
Incorrect.
Lakeshore, 5 seconds. Anybody?
It's selling short.
Last question.
For 15 points, what obvious literary error is found in this passage? Madam, I swear I use no art at all. That he is mad, 'tis true. 'Tis true. 'Tis pity, and pity, 'tis true. A foolish figure, but bear well for it, for I will use no other. What is the literary error?
Boy, you're ending on a tough one here.
Mm-hmm. Shakespeare questions are always fun.
Yeah. We've got Aaron from Coloma. Right on
repetition.
The buzzer. Say again.
Repetition.
Repetition.
Incorrect.
So I'll give Lakeshore 5 seconds. Anybody? Well, Karen, try it.
You can't do art.
No. Can't do art.
You were close. It's redundancy.
Redundancy. All right, well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners next, right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
Yes, sir.
We're back here on News Talk 94.9, WSJM's Academic Challenge, to announce today's winner and thank our sponsors. And Bill, right on that last question, we did check the answer on that, and Lakeshore did answer that correctly. It was...
Well, the answer on the page
I'm sorry,
was,
Coloma did.
Coloma, I mean, was
sorry.
Redundancy.
Redundancy was
they
correct.
They asked repetition.
That's right.
And
yep.
The two English teachers in the audience
corrected
both
us on
corrected
that,
us so, and yep. said that's the same.
Yep, so that is correct.
They get
then.
The question.
Yep. So then, the winners, by a score of 160 to 130. The team from Coloma then, so we wanted to make sure we got everything correct. So congratulations to both teams. Nice
job
tonight, guys.
Okay.
Nice job.
Well,
all right, thank you for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge, brought to you by Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. And the Department of Health and Human Services, foster kids. Raise hope and foster dreams. Become a foster parent. Visit michigan.gov/hopeforahome or call them at 269-934-2272. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as St. Joe and South Haven go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.
And good luck on your midterms. You guys will all do well because you'll study.